WMFO Medford, 9:01 in the morning. Mike on the mic here until 11 a.m. And we have two guests in the studio today. One is Mike Maloney, my old college buddy, who's back again. Hello,
back
Mike.
Back again.
What's up?
Hey. All right. We're going to get it out of the way right now.
Okay.
Give a shout out to the Alston letter carrier so they'll stop bugging me about not giving a shout out to them. Corner Click, they're devoted listeners of them. Mike on the Mic Show.
Oh, that's cool. They really got to you last time, huh?
Yes, they did. Okay. I'm sure they'll be texting me any second.
All right, cool. Welcome. And this guy over here, who's usually on the Skype machine, Tom Fay from the band Sonic.
Hi. I want to say hello to everybody that's listening, my buddies. And hopefully got some people back in Bogota, Colombia that are listening.
I hope so.
Well. So, thanks for the invite, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nice.
Nice to be here in person.
Yeah, I've been playing a One Peaceful Day quite a bit.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You guys did a nice job.
Thanks.
Yeah, so what we're going to do today, these guys are going to co-DJ with me, and usual five-song sets, although the last song in most of the sets will be from your record, One Peaceful Day, and we'll get to talk about them
after
that. Plus, in the 10 o'clock hour, Tom, you gave me 10 songs, five of which are from Colombian bands.
Yeah, there's a really vibrant rock scene in Colombia, and many of the bands produce songs that are sung in English as well. So I'd like to introduce some of those songs to the U.S. audience. I'm pretty sure most of them have never been played in the U.S. before. So
right, well, we'll fix that.
Oh, premieres.
All right, and then the last five songs are just some of your faves.
Yeah, you asked me to come up with some songs and that I listen to or whatever, and some of them past, present, and maybe a couple of new ones. Who knows?
All right. I'm guilty as charged. I did that. All right. So at 9:03 in the morning, I'm going to start with the first new noise of the day. It's a band called the Menzingers. Brand new from them called The Freaks. New noise here at WMFO. Medford.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're gonna do a song that was a request from your listeners, and we hope you like it. It's called Orange Crush.
Because I know. never been before. She sits down on the sofa, she pours herself a drink, says, honey, 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 ain't no time to think.
Listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO Medford, 9:21 in the morning. Yeah, see, 9:22. I'm always right on the cusp of the next minute. Mike here until 11 a.m. With Mike Maloney and Tom from Sonic. How you guys doing?
Hey,
hey,
awesome.
You doing?
All right, so we got through our first set. That was good.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there.
All right, so why don't we talk about it? Because we'd be really rude and remiss if we didn't.
You want to talk about all of the songs, or are you?
Well, I don't know. Let's see what happens.
All right.
So started off with a band called the Menzingers, called the Freaks, which I think was written about my life lately. REM from a BBC Live session, Orange Crush, great version of that, just stupendous. A request for you, Tom, Schaefer Lana. From 49 Ceiling Tiles, that was Angel. Where'd you first hear about that?
I was trying to film. It might have been Spotify. It might have been a Spotify playlist.
That's what happens to me.
Might have been YouTube. I like to listen to keep up with all of the stuff that's going on. Try to keep our stuff fresh and new ideas, and that song popped up and caught my attention, especially that opening riff. It brought me back to early 90s alternative stuff like Buffalo Tom and Betty Savert and all those guys from back in the day.
Plus her voice just grabs you
immediately. It's a really good song.
It really is. Traveling Wilburys after that, from Volume 3, She's My Baby. Roy Orbison, Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, and George Harrison. You'd think that could never happen. I mean, but it did.
They had a Volume 3.
Yeah, they had a Volume 3.
Yeah. I was saying the same thing.
Wasn't Roy dead by then?
I remember Volume 1.
Yeah, but
volume
he was
one.
Really good, so so he made it work. That was She's My Baby. And as we're going to do for most of the five-song sets today, the fifth song of the sets was a selection from Sonic's latest record called One Peaceful Day. That was Runaway from the Fire. Go, Tom. What was that about? How'd you do that?
It was usually I write the melodies, and then after the melodies, this like kind of a phrase pops in or a word pops in, and from there I build a song. But in this particular case, I had the melody for at least a couple of days, and one of the guitarists that was in the band at the time was from Venezuela. There was a lot of stuff that started to happen in Venezuela.
This was early on, right?
Yeah, that's a couple of years ago. And he uploaded a photo of on Instagram where there was a protester that had caught fire. Something went wrong. A motorcycle exploded or something. Ooh. And the image just kind of stuck with me. And I got home that day and I came up with the first lyric of the song. And I realized that I probably want to also write a little bit about the situation as a whole. So my drummer, Gabi, is also from Venezuela. She's still in the band. And I remember asking the two of them, I said, I've got this set of lyrics for this song, and I just want to kind of get your blessing, like, because it's kind of a little personal. Mm. And they're like, really? And like, yeah. And then they listen to it, and they're like, yeah, definitely, let's do that song, because it brings attention to what's going on in their country. And I'm from Chelsea, and like months later, I realized there was a subliminal connection between the song and my experience, having met lots of people that have been forced to leave their countries from around the world. And Chelsea has been an immigrant city for, you know, almost centuries, you know, mm-hmm. since the 1800s.
For sure.
I've had that experience of being able to meet people. My life has been impacted by these people for the better, and it's kind of melancholy, because bittersweet, because the circumstances by which they had to come across is not so good. So this kind of a song that's kind of like pays homage to people who have been displaced and have to, you know, run away from the fire, because this situation is, they've got no other option. So
cool. Thank you. Interesting background there. Again, from Sonic's latest record, One Peaceful Day, that was Runaway from the Fire. All right, at 9:26, I beat it this time, in the morning on Saturday. It's December what? December 29th already. Wow. So let's start off the next five-song set with a collab called the Claypool Lennon Delirium. And it's Les Claypool from Primus and Julian Lennon. Yeah, it's another one of those collabs that was forged on stage. And they said, hey, that was fun. Let's go see what happens. So this is not their first record. This is one new single that just came out called Easily Charmed by Fools. Brand new noise here at WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
coming.
It's just, it's a tad strange.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah. Too small. Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you try to sit, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax. Take a walk, I'll tax your food. Tax man. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Don't ask me
some stones, saw the skin and bones of a city without a soul. I went out walking under an atomic sky, where the ground won't turn and the rain it burns like the tears when I said goodbye. Yeah, I went with nothing, nothing but the thought of you. I went wandering. I went drifting through the capitals of tin, where men can't walk or freely talk, and sons turn their fathers in. I stopped outside a church house where the citizens like to sit. They say they want the kingdom, but they don't want God in it. I went out riding down that old eight lane. I passed by for you. spirit who would not bend or break, who would sit at his father's right hand. I went out walking with the Bible and the gun. The word of God lay heavy on my heart. I was sure I was the one. Now, Jesus, don't you wait up. Jesus, I'll be home soon. Yeah, I went out for the papers, told her I'd be back by noon. Yeah, I left with nothing but the thought you'd be there too, looking for you. Nothing but the thought of you, I went wandering.
Oh, my Lord, oh, you really did it. guess that's how I'm built. I try to write you a love song, but it comes out of a mint. I guess that's just me, honey. I guess that's how I'm built. I try to tell you I love you, but it comes out all sick. I guess that's just me, honey. I guess that's how I'm built. I try to write you a love song, but it comes out of a mint. Try to write you a love song, but it comes out of a mint. Try to write you a love song, but it comes out of a mint.
Having some radio trouble?
If you love love, then you put it into motion. You
WMFO Medford, 9:48 in the morning with me, myself, and I. No, there's actually
not De La Soul.
No, yeah. That was Mike Maloney, everybody. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, Mike, I'm back. Okay, thanks.
And Tom Fay, lead singer from Sonic. How you doing, Tom?
Good.
Yeah, all right, these guys are here with me until 11 a.m. Let me run through what I played, and we'll focus on the last song. The last song of most sets were playing by Tom's band Sonic, but started off that last set with a collab, the Claypool Lennon Delirium, Les Claypool and Julian Lennon, Easily Charmed by Fools, a new single from them. We had a lot of commentary about that in the studio because it changes. Very esoteric. I kind of like that. The Beatles after that was Taxman, of course, from Revolver. U2 with Johnny Cash from Zooropa, which came out in 1993. The Wanderer, that's a Mike Maloney request.
Thank you.
I know you're like a big-time U2 fan from way back when.
I am. Yeah. Very big.
Very big. Yeah.
Me too.
I know.
Yeah, me three. St. Vincent after that. That was kind of a collaborative request from you guys from 2017's Mass Education CD that was Los Ageless.
Or Mass Seduction.
Mass Seduction. It says Mass Education on this.
But she thinks it has Mass Seduction.
As well, she should.
Ah.
And the last song tricky of the set was from the band Sonic, who is from Bogota, Colombia, but you hail from here. You're a Chelsea Wakefield kind of person.
Chelsea-born Wakefield softball player, I guess. That's my connection to Wakefield.
And your latest record is One Peaceful Day.
An adopted son.
Yeah, adopted son. Yeah, our first release ever.
Yeah, that was put in motion.
Yep.
Yep. If you would talk a little bit about that one.
The idea of Sonic is to try to investigate in as much subgenres of rock as possible, and that's kind of the pop song of the record.
Well, you sing very fast on that song.
Yeah.
How do you remember all the words?
Well, you're
pretty old. How do you do that?
Not supposed to say that.
He's my age. I can do that.
the original lyrics in the pre-chorus, like, I was thinking of trying to do something Imagine Dragon-ish. I couldn't remember the words, so I reorganized them so that the first word in each of the lines is in alphabetical order.
That wasn't the first word of the song.
No.
It sort of sounded like that. Anyway, go on. Forget I did that.
So that's kind of like how I remember is the trigger. Is I say to myself, okay, it's going to be. At the moment, I can't remember how it goes, but I know that's a.
Play the song again.
Yeah, play it again so I can remember.
All right,
put it into motion. Yeah, but that was basically what I did. I had to restructure the pre-chorus a little bit so the first word begins and it's in alphabetical order so that it I can help me to remember to sing it. So
it's also an educational song, I guess.
Yeah,
A B C.
You can learn your alphabet,
and it's a fun. We enjoy playing that song live. And Gabby, our drummer, loves that song. Loves the beginning of the song so that she can set the tone. So it's a good song to have, and getting the audience to participate in the song with the choruses is kind of cool.
Yeah, they're definitely all potential or earworms, for sure.
A sing along.
You done good.
Thank you.
You done good. I will keep playing some more Sonic today as well.
Hey, can I give a shout out? I just want to say hi to Joe. I know Johan's listening. Johan is listening, and I think David from the bass player is also listening. So I want to say
hey, Johan and David, how are you? How are you? Nice to hear you, or you hear us, or something. It's the same time zone in Colombia right now, right?
At this particular moment, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
all right, cool.
Yeah, it's the same. 9:52.
9:52 in the morning. I'm going to come back with some brand new noise from Pedro the Lion after this PSA at WMFO.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
All right, it's WMFO at 9:52 in the morning. I shouldn't say anything, but that guy didn't sound too excited to read that or to kind of do anything. Definitely don't hold a child while you're cooking. Anyway, PSA from WMFO. As I said, Pedro the Lion has a new release. Their new disc is Phoenix. This one's called Yellow Bike. Thanks to Mark Hurwitz for posting this yesterday on Facebook. It's New Noise here at WMFO. Medford.
Gentlemen, behind the boathouse. beautiful.